Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 211. How are we all doing? Having fun in the chat by the look of it. How did Simon get in first? Mike was actually sat there making it live and Simon still got in first. I have no idea how that happened, but congratulations, Simon. Shall we declare it a three-way tie? Or just give it Simon? Oh, sorry, Jonathan. Poor Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Hello, Debbie. Do you really want to admit you've been waiting since 6:30, Jonathan? Although I'll admit, not been the best of days in the UK, has it? Just saying. CQ, Deb, CQ. There isn't even a prize. The prize is taking part, Simon. I'm totally amazed you managed to prize your eyeballs off the cult pen site. When's the order due? Oh, what are they like, Kim? Children. Second is generally good, providing it's not boxing. There you go. No, there was no bribery involved. Mike was trying to get in first, so I don't know how he managed not to. Oh dear, you can't wait for the daily dose of Boris. Is he doing the daily thing again now? Is this live? No, this is this evening. Is this live tonight? I've lost the plot. I don't know where we're up to. It doesn't say it's live. But it could be. He has rolled out. Do you want... It's live. Oh, fabulous. Shall we take it? No, let's leave it be. I think I've heard all of it. We've got the gist of it. He's rolled out a three-tier system. There is the... I'm not sure what the numbers are. Is it three's the worst? I think it is. But he's only put one city in the worst lockdown, which is Liverpool. We are in tier two, and I think most of the other places that had extra restrictions have also been put in tier two. But the fact we are in tier two has nothing whatsoever to do with the level of COVID that's around. It's political. They're playing political games with the fact that the local council would not support a tier three lockdown unless the government gave them more money. So the government decided rather than giving them more money, they'd do it on the cheap and put us in level two. But actually, the figures support a level three. So, apart from that, everywhere else is in a level one. The bars and pubs are going to close in 2 days in the tier three. And the tier two, we are encouraged not to travel, but it's not illegal to travel. But if you are in a tier three, then it is illegal to travel from a tier three or into a tier three. So, is that clear? Excellent. Is he going to be doing this every day? Or he's got a woman now, hasn't he? Yes, another one. Another one of Boris's ladies. This one is going to do US-style press briefings. You know, like the first one I remember. Let me know if you remember this. Do you remember Larry Speaks? Which was so handy because he was the spokesman. Well, there was a spitting image thing that was that Reagan was losing it to such a degree. There was Larry Speaks and then the cook was called Larry Cooks and so forth. It was genius. Yes, that. So, that's where we're up to. So now he's explaining it with the medics stood either side of him. We already know. The three levels are medium, high and very high. And the medium includes a 10 p.m. curfew. I don't actually know if he means curfew. Have you got that from it, Jonathan? Is the curfew you can't go out after 10 at night? Because if that's the case, they might as well turn the streetlights out, save some money while they're at it. You can't mix in people's gardens. You can't mix anywhere, to be honest. But the pubs aren't closed. And non-essential shops are still open. But he says most areas in local lockdown will go into the high category, but that's not been decided with Manchester yet. So we've got until Wednesday to work that out. So I think that's it. Oh, the Seahawks won. Excellent. I noticed they won last week as well. But I must admit, last week, you know the four quarters you've got with numbers? I was looking at them and I was thinking, these kind of don't make any sense. In terms of, you'd got like, one team had got zero and the other had got like 14. And then in the next quarter, it totally like reversed itself. And I'm thinking, is there some reason that that happens? Because normally here, we only have the one score. But if you watch the game and you had the figures in terms of when the goals were scored, etc., it tends to be quite even. And yours tended to be more like tennis, where it's 6-1, 1-6, 6-1. So let me know. I need to know these things. Never having seen a full game. Never having seen more than a kickoff, I think. But, you know, there's nothing happening, is there? So as your season gets going, it might come onto our TV. You never know. I was like, Boris is having a bob each way. He hasn't got a clue. He has not got a clue. The figures are worse than they were at the beginning of March. We didn't go into full lockdown until the 23rd. Obviously, we were a week before that at MacBite's headquarters. But you're looking at the figures now are worse than 3 weeks before we were put into lockdown last time. The hospitals, if you remember the hospital that Pete was embroiled in creating, that was the Harrogate Nightingale. There's the Manchester Nightingale and the other one is Sheffield, I think. They're taking them out of mothballs. They already know that the figures are getting out of hand and they're going to need them, which they didn't last time. They were built and then they went into like suspension mode, but they were still there. The government are obviously paying the centres. So in Manchester, it was, I don't think it's called GMEX anymore, but they're conference centres. And the government are paying for these conference centres every single day because they're out of action for doing anything else. It must be costing an absolute fortune, but they're taking them out of mothballs because they know they're going to get that many admittances. They've had nurses all over the TV saying it's worse than it was last time. And he still thinks it's a good idea to keep the children in school and the young people at university. And we're a university town, which is why our figures are off the scale. There you go. So a bit of a summary there. Is there a spokesman called Boris Porkis? No, but Simon, if you want to make a sign like that, that would work for me. I wouldn't say, well, is he lying through his teeth or just being selective in what he shares, shall we say? I think they do want Manchester in more than a local lockdown, but it's become political and it shouldn't be political when it's about people's lives. But that's just my opinion. Hello, Paul. So Kim's governor says we can stay out in the bars for one more hour. That's as bad as here, Kim, where the COVID doesn't come out until after 10 o'clock, allegedly. Hello, Mrs. Simon. We now must not mention the other thing, must we? Not now Mrs. Simon's in. Right. You wasn't. You were not on an expensive pen site all night. It's a rumour. Oh, yes. But actually, that they are quite cheap, aren't they? You know, it depends on the pen you've bought. Let's just say that. But it's cheaper than Amazon. Absolutely. You can get easily bombed before 9 p.m. It's just stupid. Why have they taken this woman on to be a spokesperson and now she's not rolled out? They've not rolled her out to do any of the talking. We've got Rishi, who is our money man. And Rishi is explaining how people are going to live. What they're going to do, this was something that was on the local news. They're going to give this bar £500 a week because it's got to close. And the person who owns this bar said, that's all very well, you know, it sounds very generous, particularly if you compare it to what families get. But to run the bar costs £2,500 a week. So he's £2,000 missing on even running it. So people will lose their jobs. And they had the manager of this bar on. And she said, you know, last time the guy paid her full wage. And she was crying and she was saying, I can't expect him to do it this time. And I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. So it's really impacting people. And Boris just seems to be putting up charts and playing the numbers. I did hear a classic today. Let me know if you're from the States. Have they actually articulated this over there? It was, I actually read this thing that said that the other option was to just let it run rampant and let nature take its course. And I had to read that three times and I thought, right, so what you're saying is we're just going to sacrifice people. Is that what you're saying? And apparently it is. Has anybody had the cojones to say that in the States? I thought that was shocking because it's not the people who are taking the risks who are getting ill. We've had all of the stats and stuff. It's still affecting older people much, much more than younger people. And they're rolling out people again who've recovered from it and saying, don't take this lightly, and no one's taking a blind bit of notice. So that's where we're at. Right. Amazon Prime Day. Oh, Mrs. Simon, that's a good idea. I remember last Amazon Prime Day. We needed a bigger porch. It was stacked from floor to ceiling. But not only is it Amazon Prime Day tomorrow, it's Apple Event Day. So steady on with the spending if you want Simon to follow suit. Definitely a new phone by the look of it. Maybe other new toys. Including these mythical studio headphones. That rumour has it, brace yourself, £600. They're going to have to make my dinner as well to be worth £600. But that's what's being said. Would you be interested in these studio headphones? And if you would, at what price point would you say, no way? Let me know.
Water.
Oh, thank you. That's hot water. I was into cold water at this point. How's Lola?
Fine.
Oh, she's back on form, isn't she?
Yes. They're toffees. They're not for you.
You've got something, Dad?
You had your
I'm
treats.
Having something. She's had more than enough.
Scraggy fur.
She's looking very scraggy, bless her. We need to get the hairdryer on her, but we don't want to frighten her to death, do we? You do realise they can hear you opening those sweets?
Yes, the sweets, everybody.
Have you had a stressful day?
Yes.
Yes, I wasn't feeling particularly well overnight, so I did actually manage to get some sleep. Also did a lot of work, though, as well.
Right, shall I make the bed so you can lie on it?
Oh, she's so cute, isn't she? She's got this thing that throughout the summer, she doesn't lie on the bed. And when it comes to the winter, so October-ish time, end of September, October, she then expects the bed to be made for her. So there's a nice little... I mean, she doesn't lie on her own bed, obviously. She likes the quilt to be pushed down and a nice little burrow made for her. And then she jumps up and she sleeps there. And there's no shifting her, you know, until like 5 o'clock the following morning. So if she just happens to be in your spot, that's very unfortunate. You'll just have to work round her. So £600, no way. Need to sit in my meetings with me for that. Oh, if they did, Jonathan. There you go. Audiophile headphones can easily get to that. Normal people don't need them. I used to have two different types of headphones. I had what I called my editing headphones. And then I had my listening to music headphones. My editing headphones were Sennheisers.
Such a pampered dog.
I know she is, but she's so worth it. And these Sennheisers were probably around the £80 mark, something like that. But they were very clean for an edit. You would hear anything that you didn't want in the edit, so you could take it out. Only problem was with them, they didn't have the DJ style cable where you could plug that in. And thus, when the cable broke, take it out. So after I had the spare ear pieces, so you know, like the quite large, about 4 inches, 3-4 inches leather bits, I had spare ones because they would wear out, and they did last quite a while. But because the wire was actually attached to the headphones, like one ear went on yours, didn't it? The wire was just so thin, it really wasn't up to more than, say, a year. I then changed to something else, which I think was an Audio One. And they had the DJ style ones, so I like that. But those that I got last year that I think I did get in one of the sales, they have been amazing. And they work just as well for music, for actually listening to it and editing. The Tatronics ones. And they've got the DJ style and they've got Bluetooth built in and they've got noise reduction. And they were no more expensive than the Sennheisers, which were only cabled, had no noise reduction, etc. So I might be having a look at those. Right, let's have a look. If you earn your living mixing or mastering, then why not? You doubt Apple headphones will be up to it in terms of... I agree with you.
So it's Prime Day tomorrow.
It's Amazon Prime Day for 2 days.
Shall I pay the credit card bill off then?
Oh, yes, that would be very helpful. Just in case, Mike.
Anyway, I've been on a spending spree today.
You have? Jonathan's going to need to sit down, isn't he, when he hears all you've bought?
Shall I tell them?
Oh, do share.
I started off with things.
He's actually decided on a to-do manager. Make a note of the date. I'm declaring it a national holiday.
And at 50 quid, I better use it.
Think of that as incentivisation. Did you get the iPad and the phone version?
No.
Because they're two separate ones,
I know.
More money then.
So I started off with things. Then I upgraded Downy.
Ooh.
Well, that was half price because I had version 3. And then, drum roll.
Would you like a proper drum roll for that, Mike? Because, you know, this is really... Where you go?
Oh, I bought Ulysses, not on setup.
Oh, you've just broken Jonathan's heart.
I know.
No, he actually said to
Why do you have to be a heartbreaker?
He actually said to me, can't do it. They're a bit shysterish. Isn't that a Yiddish word?
I think so, yeah.
I do think shyster comes from...
Why do you have to
be... Yes, well, there you go. So that's where he's at. Spent an absolute fortune.
Because I didn't want to buy setup.
No, you didn't.
Because there used to be two Macs and now it's only one.
It might be none by the time you read this, the way they're going.
iOS only.
Kiva likes the beds like that as well. It's obviously a dog thing. And they make their preferences known, don't they, Kim? She'll stand and she'll look at the bed and look up at you as though, well, I'm not sleeping on that. And you have to make it all comfortable for her.
She spent all night between my legs.
She did. That was the only way you were going to get any space at all. And when she spreads out, you should see the state of her. She had her head hanging over the end, her two front paws hanging over the side, and then she was lay there with her back legs spread wide, and she was taking up at least 60% of half of the bed. She's so cute.
So what's Simon been doing?
Ooh, took forever. Right.
Doing a MacGyver on a pair of headphones.
Yes, he retrofitted a socket, drilling and soldering. Oh, let me have a look at that. I decided with the Sennheisers it wasn't worth it. The audio from them was very, very good. But by comparison to the ones that I replaced them with, both the One Audio or whatever it was called, that does look pretty good though, doesn't it, that? I am impressed with that. That's a neat job. I decided the Sennheisers were a bit plasticky. They were comfortable enough to wear and they were lightweight enough, but I decided they were a little bit lightweight for the job. But the ones that I've bought and spent quite a bit on are never quite as good as the ones that I take for a punt, which I did last time. I thought Bluetooth headphones, you know, I can get a pair for about £25, but they've got no noise reduction on. So I got this pair with noise reduction. It's like, I don't expect much from them. And they were amazing. Totally amazing. Chewy's as bad. It's good to know, Debbie. It is good to know. It's like the biggest bed in the world is not big enough for the dog, irrespective of the size of the dog.
Mind you, what's Elsa like?
That's true.
Takes up more the bed than Carolyn.
Yeah, Elsa is Carolyn's cat who's with us during By Request. And when you see the cat curled up, she looks like not much bigger than a kitten. But when you see her stretched out on the sofa, there's a two-person sofa and she's got her front paws at one end of it and her tail at the other. And she stretches out. She must be like 4 foot long. It's amazing. So I'm assuming Kaz took the photo and sent it to Kath, who then sent it through to us. And she was taking up most of the bed. But we do, don't we? We just accept it because we love our fur balls. We do. It is indeed Three Show Tuesday. So don't forget to get here on time, Jonathan. No excuses of work and stuff.
I'm working.
Tell them you're poorly. Well, tell them you're poorly. We need a full complement. I don't care who's doing what. Oh, no, not tomorrow.
Finished training at 3:30.
There you go then. Just squeeze the rest of the work into the next 25 minutes.
That's next week.
Can't even find the right week.
No, I'll still finish training at 3:30.
I'm very impressed with work on those headphones. Are they Audio Technica? I recognise the logo.
See you, Johnny.
I'm liking that. That looks like the kind of end that you used to get from Maplin's. Maplin's are good for stuff like that. I only ever went in there, you know, like for a tiny washer and came out with like £60 worth of stuff, just in case I ever need to fix anything. Oh, I've got Boris live in the corner gesticulating. I wonder what he's saying.
I can see a dog bottom.
She's not on the bed then?
No.
Not yet?
No, she was in the studio. I could just see a tail and a bottom.
She doesn't go into the studio often, even though you now work in there.
She's been in there once or twice.
Mm.
No, I leave the door open in the morning and she flops in the corner and I wave to her.
Oh, you see, there you go. Kim says she's got a spot on the couch that she likes to sit on. When she gets up to do something and comes back, Kiva always makes her way to the seat. That's how come Maya got his own little lazy boy recliner. Because if everybody had their own, it was my dad's. But it was near the window. And Maya liked to look out of the window, you know, particularly frightening people who had the temerity to walk up his path.
The studio, you've got the bedroom. And you've got in here.
Are you yakking on?
Me?
Yes.
I'm talking to the dog.
I know you are. Quietly. Can't hear ourselves think with you.
Sorry.
Yakking to the dog. So he sneaked between. If my dad leant forward to like pick up a cup of tea, Maya dived on the seat behind him and then just gradually pushed him forward and forward until he knocked him off the front. And then it was his chair. Dad never actually got the message from him, really. So he would still say it was his chair. But May was in it more than he was. Have you decided to settle next to Mummy? Oh, good girl. That's because Mummy's got the box of treats. You can't overdo it, not after last week. We're still taking photos. I'm adding them to the colour-coded gallery. So behave yourself. They were Audio Technica. Close so they don't bleed sound. That's important for podcasting. You don't want mic bleeding into my side of things. So, yeah, close important. You replace the ear cups. They ached after an hour. Lovely velvet now. Ooh, fabulous. They need a proper clean. What was the model? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen one of those. I looked at some Audio Technica. I think they were about 140 to 160, something like that. And the only reason I didn't go with them in the end, I thought they might be on sale at some point. The other ones were cheaper and they had the sound thing. But they look really nice. I definitely like what you've done with the cable. All headphones should ship like that. In fact, I'd love it if they had the headphone jack on both sides so you could make a decision where you had it. I actually had the cable attached to my desk with one of those. Oh, what were they? What were those things called? Not cable blocks.
Are we making a poo Kanban board?
Oh, yes, Kim, definitely. And trust me, we've got everything from a very light yellow that happened after the vanilla ice cream to very, very dark brown. So as long as you're in for kind of yellow to brown, yes, absolutely.
Kim, that's Friday night's demo.
Lola's not looking happy. She's looking disgusted that we're discussing it. They all care about the state of you. And you're much improved. You're much improved, aren't you? Which is good. Oh, yeah. So, that yeah, I need to find those. Let me see if I can find the ones I was looking at. Are the Prime Day sale things, are they telling you what they are early? Or do you have to be in there at midnight to find out? Right, what was the brand? It was Tektronics, wasn't it? Tektronics. No, Teatronics. That's just frightening. It's just brought up a screw and a headless body. Clearly I've misspelt that. Let's try that again. Teatronics, I think it could have been called.
A headless body?
There they are. Yeah, a lad's head.
Oh.
Ooh, I did not know. Oh, you see, I shouldn't look at this. It's your fault, Simon. Mind you, I deserve it. Because I only did exactly what you did. I did the same to you. They've got wireless earbuds as well. Teotronics wireless earbuds, £36. They've also got a pair on a cord. And another one that looked very similar to the original AirPods for £29.99 with another £3 off with a voucher. But those headphones were just so good, I would potentially try those. They've actually got a whole range of them here, and they look like the AirPods that Jonathan bought. Oh, in fact, they do them in white. Oh, and they look like the Pros. I'm going to need to move that. I've got too many pages open and I can't see it properly. Let's have a look at those. They look quite inexpensive. Oh, what have you done? Not even Prime Day yet. I can't buy anything until it is Prime Day, honestly. They look quite nice. I'll send you the link. Shame Jonathan's gone. He could tell me how close to the Apple ones they are. Oh, no, Simon, you didn't. Has somebody beaten us to the poo Kanban board? That number rings a bell. Is there an M60? Because that rings a bell as well. I've definitely looked at them. I think I was waiting for a sale. That's probably me. So let's put that in and have a look. They look really nice. There's a nice case there as well. I trust you've got a nice case for them. That is a nice case. It's got the cable thing at the top and then place to fold the headphones up at the bottom. I'd not heard of Teotronics until I read this review. And it was so good. And I was in the market for noise reduction headphones that I thought I'll give it a go. And they were amazing. I was very, very surprised. So they do them in black and they do them in white there, that white one. That white one does look like the Apple ones. And there's a £4 off voucher with that. And you can have that tomorrow. Mind you, it might be an offer tomorrow. You never know. You never know. 50 hours. Thing is, now, I mean, I've got AirPods, not AirPod Pros. I've got AirPods. And they're very comfortable. But most of my time listening, I'm sat at my desk and I'll probably use the headphones because they are noise cancelling. And they're not that uncomfortable to wear for quite a while. But these do get very good reviews. How big are they? They do look rather huge, though. There's a picture in the reviews of somebody who's got a watch with a rainbow band on it. And you can see the earphones in their hand. And either they've got a very small hand or these are very big headphones. One or the other. They do look quite large. But I would recommend the brand. If they've got anything from there, like Simon, I would recommend the brand. But these ones that you actually bought, where have they gone? Let's have a look. Not in that one. So it must be in this one. Let's get it. Not that one either. Hang on. Let's open it up in this window. The ones you actually bought, do they do a model where you wouldn't have to do the Hackintosh thing? The hacking the holes in them. I can't believe that they don't do that. How long had you had them before the cable went? Or do they have that now? This says ATH M50X. And the M50X looks like it already has the DJ style attachment. Oh, you want to sue them? They must have nicked that from you. Yeah, they've now got DJ cable. Naughty, naughty. Ah, you did it as you didn't want a curly cable. Oh, wow. Does it have a customised socket then? I know some headphones, you have to use their cables. But this comes with three cables, Simon, and two of them aren't curly. I agree with curly cables, they're a nightmare. You think that they'd work great because they'd stretch as you need them stretching, but actually they're just too heavy and they start pulling on the headphone. There's a 70, did I look at that? I might have looked at the 70 then. But that one seems to have three cables. Although they do look like they've got a very tiny adapter to actually connect to the headphones. That's the other thing with the Tatronics. The audio ones that I have, or One Audio, whatever they're called, they have two sockets. They have the bigger one and they have the 3.5. But both of them are standard sizes. So I've actually had cables go, and having them different sizes means I can use a very short cable if I'm on my phone, or a much longer one if I'm attached to something else. So I think I'd probably stay with the Tatronics. They are closed back. I wouldn't like to guarantee how much sound you may get leaked out. But we do okay with them. One thing I'll do, if we're doing a MacBytes, I would potentially use my Bluetooth headphones, or AirPods, I mean, or in-ear headphones that are via a cable, and then put the headphones on top of that to act as like sound insulation. Just making sure. Mind you, to be honest, we don't actually pick up that much on our microphones because I've optimised them to within an inch of their life. But I do like the ability that I can choose a cable. I mean, what happened to me? And I know it's me, but you know it happens. My red cable went. I have a red cable on my headphones. I did have a white cable. The white cable being because I had a pair of white headphones and it matched. The white cable broke. And then I switched headphones to these Tatronics. So I used this red cable. Loved the cable. It was kind of plasticized, so you could clean it. The one I've got now, because it broke, is fabric, which is great in terms of it's braided. So it doesn't knot up, but when it gets dirty, that's it, it's dirty. Well, when the red one broke, the original one, I went online and I ordered one, but it's going to take like 4 or 5 days. And I thought, that's fine. I'll use the black one. I must have tripped up over this cable about a dozen times in the 3 days it took for this cable to arrive.
Yeah, it was blue, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was blue. I don't know what it was. I just, if I couldn't see, I'd just tripped up over it. And I usually wear in the house kind of, what would you call these shoes? Like skull sandally things. So the cable would get wrapped round the buckle at the top of these things. It'd drive me mad. Since the red one arrived, not done that once. So I do need the red cable, but like I said, it's starting to get quite dark because you can't clean these things. The cables are what's needed, but I love the way I can change the cables. You've had yours more than 5 years.
Right, the credit card is now paid off. Ready for Amazon Day.
I'll be good, honest, I will.
Well, I don't know if I will.
Whoa, what are you looking at?
I've no idea.
You just fancy spending some money. Now you're on a spending spree.
Chocolate.
What price is the Toblerone up there at the moment?
I don't know.
Now, at the moment, the Tatronics are on offer. Ooh. I last bought them during a sale. What was on there? There was £5 promotion applied to it. But they're on offer at the moment with £20 off. Even better. I'll put the link in just in case Simon gets itchy feet and decides that treating himself to some headphones is a good idea. You know, go with the new pens, just saying. There you go. They are very, very, very good. I was amazed they were that good, but they are. I'm surprised there isn't a new model as well. But they're great for music. The playback is fantastic. They're great on a cable. They're comfortable. Did it come with a case? Yes, it did. It came with a case as well. So the other ones, the cases are £15. Does that one say it comes with a case? Oh, is that the difference? Have they nicked off with the case? Ah, that one does not come with a case. Mine came with a case. They say there's a newer model, but the newer model's cheaper, so I'm sure it's absolutely shocking. With an £8 off voucher. So, yeah, they put the price down by taking the case out. But you can buy a case. The case is £9. Are these the ones I mentioned on Matt Bites? Yes, they are, Paul. They are amazing. I was stunned. Mostly mine live on a hook on my desk. On my drawer, I have this metal hook that I got from Amazon. It's supposed to be for the kitchen. Let me see if I can find it. Kitchen hook. Let's see what it comes up with. It's metal. No, they're none of those. Just sits neatly over the edge of a drawer. So this thing is perfectly sized for my headphones. So I leave them there. So actually the fact that there is or isn't a case would be less significant now. Handy that there was a case if you wanted to go anywhere, but you know, COVID, not going anywhere.
I've just found a great demo.
Have you?
Yes.
Go on.
How to use Power Query to import data from a PDF.
Ooh.
The problem is, the PDF in question is my credit card bill.
Might need some sample data on there, Mike, before they discover how much we spend on Toblerone. Yes, I can highly, highly recommend those headphones. They are the best headphones I've ever had. And I thought my Sennheisers were good, but no, didn't touch that one. They are definitely worth a punt if you can get them. Now, I know Tracy wanted to get them, but it turned out they didn't supply them in Spain, which is very annoying. It's annoying, that, isn't it? Are you grumbly?
Mm.
Are you upset for Tracy that she couldn't get them? Is that it? Yes, of course it is. But the fact that they've come down in price is even better. But I do remember when I looked at them, I read how I got to this. I've no idea. It was on Medium. And I was reading an article about audio. And then at the bottom, it said, you know, you might like this. And it was a review of these headphones. So I looked at them and I thought the headphones look nice. I'll read the review. But the review was incredibly detailed from an audiophile person. And he was comparing them with a pair of, I think it was Bose headphones. And they were about £500 or £600 worth. Like Simon says, the price is ridiculous. And they were saying that these came out better. And they were like £60. And I thought, really? Because I'd had two pairs of noise reduction headphones. I didn't like either of them. Yes, they did take away a kind of very deep hum. So the noise that your computer would make as a hum, it took away. But I felt it was a little bit, the sound suffered for it. But the review was so amazing that I thought, I'll give it a go. And if they're terrible, I'll send them back. But when they arrived, I was just blown away. Could not believe it. Yeah, it might be time to get a spare pair of those just in case. They are that good. And they're £20 cheaper at the moment. So Simon says... Oh, hang on. Paul got a pair. Excellent. Trouble waiting for the house to close. Want you kits. Well, you won't want the kit as much until tomorrow when you find out what the kit is. And then they'll need to hurry it along a bit because then you'll be desperate. It is. It is fun to dream about them. I am obviously torn with a phone. I'm wondering what they could add. We used to pontificate this, didn't we, with the iPhone 4s. What could they add tomorrow that would make buying it an absolute yes? And I'm still contemplating the mini pen, the mini pencil. On the one hand, I can see that the screen is big enough to warrant it and the widgety things make it more value. On the other, I don't think Apple will ever veer away from the fact that Steve Jobs said that's not the way. But I wish they'd just support it. I would love that. But other than that, you know, we've improved the camera 1% and it's 1% lighter and we now do it in a navy blue. No, none of that is going to move me. But it's still exciting to wait and find out what they do, isn't it? So the update for the headphones that Simon's got fixes all the issues. You should have waited 5 years. No, Simon, think about the use you've had out of them. It's just Amazon's way of telling you and Audio Technica's way of telling you to treat yourself. Now's the time. And who knows, they might be reduced tomorrow. You can't expect a pair of headphones to last 5 years. I don't think I've ever had one last 5 years. These have lasted a year and they're still all right. So we'll see how that goes. But you can't wait. HomePod Mini. Paul wants a HomePod Mini. A super selfie. Do you know we've not heard of that since? People still say selfie, but not slofie. I don't think that caught on.
I don't think it did.
I think it was Apple's way of trying to be get down with the cool kids. Like the makeup on the emojis. And it didn't get down with the cool kids. So we'll see how that goes, but no.
Well, have you ever mentioned it since?
Only in ridiculing Apple.
In fact, I totally forgot about it till Kim mentioned it.
That's it. It's one of those things that's not really on your agenda. There are some things that are, even if you don't use them. So those Memoji things, you know, where people post an emoji, but it's actually them. So it's them laughing or them crying with laughter or that. I didn't even bother setting that up. Not interested. But it's on my agenda because other people did. But that Slofie thing, I don't think I ever saw one other than the sample ones that came from Apple. You see, you're saying they had commercials. I think they might have had one ad here. But obviously, I don't see that many ads. But it's just, it didn't become part of the vernacular that people use. They say selfie. They don't say slofie. They were just trying to get too cool. Too cool for school. And I don't think it worked. But no, I can recommend the headphones. They're definitely worth £50. Definitely.
Now she's a tired bear.
Now she's pegged out. This is her, I'll flake down next to mummy and I'll spread out, look like I'm dead. And then I'll look up with this, I'm absolutely starving look, mummy. And I'll say, no, you're not.
Little ears are going. Enough.
She's listening to me. What's a slofie? Oh, Simon. It was a selfie that was a video in slow motion. So if you can imagine some wannabe on Insta, instead of just taking the trout pout picture, they stand there and they kind of shake their hair from side to side with the phone in front of them. And it does the video thing. I think it might have turned it into a GIF. And then you post that, but it's all in slow motion. Can't believe you missed that. Do you mean we've not got a slofie of Simon? Can we have a slofie of you opening your parcel from Colt Pence? Hello, Anthony. Has Anthony ever done a slofie? It never did catch on, did it? It was as bad as Ping. When I said to Mike, do you remember that network Apple tried to put together? The social network around your music. Couldn't even remember the name of it. And then we went, oh, Ping. Yeah, died a death. I think I actually got two requests from people to, you know, like, hook up on that. And I remember smiling to myself and thinking, you're about to be amazed when you see what I listen to.
I got two people to follow me.
Did you?
On Game Centre.
Oh, I did get a couple of people.
You
asking,
and Big Blue Wolf, I think.
I remember one came in, I think it was from Simon B. And I remember thinking, look, you listen to the show. Game Centre and me, no. There was just, I don't get that. That could just be me. I don't get it.
Mike should do a BG style hair blowing slofie.
Oh yes, you should.
Night fever.
That work. Anthony's never done a selfie either. I must admit,
you've
shameful
not missed
admission
anything,
time.
Anthony.
Shameful admission time. I did take a series of selfies, but Kim would find them far more interesting than the rest of you because they weren't actually of me. Well, they were, but only my teeth. As they were working on my teeth, I started taking them. I took one before I left to have the extractions that I needed for the implants. So there I am, and obviously I'm using the front camera, but I couldn't quite see because I'm holding it upwards at an angle to try and get a picture of the inside of my mouth. Are you following along, Kim? Oh, it was amazing. So once I'd ascertained I'd got all the pictures I was going to get like that, the next lot of pictures I took... No, Boris is gone. Bye-bye, Boris. We'll now get the analysis of what Boris said. When I came back, having had the extractions and being given the lecture about dry sockets and stuff, and what to do and what not to do, I came back and then I took another series of selfies. And the laugh of it is, I did that until they'd healed, and then I had the implants put in and I took selfies of those. So you can't actually see me, you can just see the teeth. Or the lack of teeth. Probably for over not every day, but over a period of about 9 months. And then obviously I had to take the pictures when they were done. So what's really funny about that is when you look on your phone, there's actually a gallery that's automatically created. And it says selfies. And when you look at mine, it's all just teeth. Oh, you would love that, Kim. My teeth album. The only selfies that Debbie takes are of her shadow. A new book about use the idea of connecting with people's music and following them when they had their music on. Well, another thing, I'm on Spotify, but I've never done the hookup thing on there either. Because obviously I do a lot of research throughout the week as people say, oh, we could have this song on Saturday. Have you got this? Can we do that? I'm in Spotify, so I might as well do a search in there. So my Spotify history is alarming. Alarming. I shall have to have a look at that. I will have a look at that. Tripod, it would look much better. Right, hang on. One of my friends on Facebook has a clothes store and always takes selfies of herself wearing the latest product in front of the mirror with her arm in the air. I think, why don't you just buy a cheap tripod? It would look better. Again, I'm not sure that that isn't a kind of thing, a statement of, I'm not trying too hard. I'm just doing this myself in front of the mirror. Also, it's like, if she got a tripod and it did look much better, then the people who are following her are maybe thinking like, oh, yeah, but, you know, I take mine and you can. I think it's just to fit in. It's amazing, isn't it? Because I'm with you. Have it look as good as you could possibly have it. When I see people taking pictures in front of a mirror like that, it reminds me of that MP. Do you remember the one who was looking for a partner? Google it, you'll find him. He was an MP and he was on a gay dating app in his pants. And this is an MP. And I'm thinking, on what?
MP gay dating app.
Pants.
Captain Underpants. 2008.
Well, I don't think he was. Did he call himself Captain Underpants?
Captain Underpants MP who posed on a gay dating site wants children as young as 9 to be given sex advice. Chris Bryant.
That's the fella. Chris
2003.
Bryant. Was it? Mm. Wow, that was a long time ago. But obviously he was all over the papers in his pants. And that's what it reminds me of when I see somebody taking a picture in front of a mirror, because that's what he did in the toilet. That's another thing, in the toilet. On what planet's that a good idea? I'm feeling very old. There wouldn't be room in our toilet and we don't have a mirror. Mike had a mirror in the bathroom at his flat.
Mirror in the bathroom.
It scared me witless, that. You'd go in and this mirror was at like sitting down height, as it were, because it went round the bath and the toilet was opposite the bath. So you got a full 360 degree view of yourself. I didn't bother turning the light on most of the time. I know. I don't get that. That's not me. I'm with Anthony. Buy a tripod. Buy a tripod. Make it look at least reasonable. But what can you do? So Kim, when we had the total solar eclipse, took some great photos of the shadow on Kiva's back. Do you know, I don't bother with the total eclipse thing much, or even like a partial eclipse. One that I remember that was really pushed like crazy was You Can't Miss This. And it was about February, March time, 2015. Can you find out about the eclipse? Spring 2015. It was one of these. It was going to happen about 11 o'clock, something like that, in the morning. And at the time, it was only a couple of months after Mum died, and Mike was at work virtually every day. If he worked from home...
March 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it was a total eclipse, wasn't it? Or it was supposed to be. So Mike was at work and I was having teeth problems and didn't want to go and see a dentist. But that's just me. And I thought, oh, well, apparently I don't want to miss this. And what we'd done was we used to sleep downstairs. The bedroom was downstairs. So I'm downstairs lounging on the bed as on the radio, they're busy saying, oh, total eclipse in 10 minutes. And I thought, oh, I suppose I could drag myself out of bed. So I dragged myself out of bed. Now, I went into the garden and I sat down on our bench. And obviously, Mike wasn't there. Mum had just died. Maya had died a couple of months before. So I'm feeling pretty sorry for myself, sat on this bench, about the fact that I'm alone for this total eclipse thing. And it did happen, apparently. But what they were saying would happen would be that it would go like nighttime. So it went a little bit darker. And I'm thinking, oh, right, so it's going to end up like it's looking like nighttime and I'll take a photo. And the next minute it got lighter again and I thought, was that it? I don't know if we were in the wrong place on the planet to fully appreciate
that. This one here from Belfast. Although it's been...
It's a time-lapse.
Time-lapse, yeah.
But how dark did it get? Because
Pretty dark by the look of it.
No, I didn't feel it. No, it didn't get that dark here. Nowhere near.
And there's another one of the Faroe Islands, and that went pitch black. No, that didn't go totally dark.
It didn't go totally black, though, did it? Not like they were saying it would.
But the Faroe Islands does.
So I'm sat there on this bench waiting for it and then thinking, was that it?
Here you go, look at this one.
Oh, that did? No, it was nothing like
Faroe
that.
Faroe Islands is.
Well, clearly I am geographically in the wrong place to enjoy this. There you go. We haven't had a total eclipse since about 2000. Yeah, the one in 2000, I was training that day. And didn't they, all the papers, give you like little glasses things that you weren't supposed to look at it directly? So I remember they were saying, look at a reflection of it, but not in a mirror. So in essence, you were looking at like a shadow. And I was doing a training course and it was like, can we take the break around the time that, you know, it's supposed to, this eclipse is supposed to happen. And when it did, again, it was like, was that it? And I remember I didn't look at it through glasses or otherwise, but I could see a shadow of like a moon shape, a crescent moon on the wall. And I saw that go to like nothing and then it come out the other side and I just left it at that. Didn't bother. The birds went quiet. It was very weird. I don't think we would have heard the birds here. It's just too busy. What I noticed about the first 3 weeks of lockdown was hearing the birds. The birds sing about, they start about 3:30 in the morning, which annoys me. But not that loud. But by 5 o'clock, you can hear the birds. But as soon as the traffic starts, you can't hear a thing. So I was surprised the first lockdown, when people were actually staying at home, where you weren't allowed out, just how quiet it was and the fact that you could hear the birds all day. So I guess the birds are probably thinking it's nighttime, so they'll shut up. Wow.
Not much in the Faroe Islands, is there?
Don't know. Never been there. Ooh, what's Paul got here? Got a picture in Slack there. Let me get the link. I've got that many pages open looking at headphones and stuff. You're a very bad boy, Simon. Now I'm looking at the others. Let's have a look. It's thinking about it. It's just thinking about it. I'll have to close all these tabs down, won't I? Make sure I am in pole position for any deals that may come on at Amazon. Oh, right. Oh, that's handy, isn't it? How good. You can see when everything was done. Oh, wow. Interior painted. Excellent. Heating and cooling. Could do with some of that here. What were we looking at the other day that had... Oh, I know. I've actually fixed it now, but nobody said a word in relation to silly things. Nobody said a word. On the calendar, the Matt Bites calendar, which obviously you're all subscribed to, aren't you? I'd put in the marooned episodes up to the end of October. What was the date we were looking at, Mike? 27th of October. Yeah. So the 26th of October, this is when we are in the middle of Do Not Copy and Paste week. So we're ET plus 4 and PT plus 7. So the time of marooned will change. Well, the 26th, it says day 226. And on the 28th, it says 228. But on the 27th, it said 2,227. So when I pointed it out to Mike and went, faux pas, he said, it'll happen. It's just a matter of time. When would that be, Mike? Surely that would be like 8 years.
Yeah, something like that.
That's just frightening. But I agree with him. I could see that happening. What else is going on in the UK today? Or is that it?
That's it.
We're just being bombarded by Boris.
Yeah.
Bombarded by a bombastic Boris. There's a title for the show. I haven't even heard what he's got to say yet. But it's still yak, yak, yak. I'm wondering when Manchester are going to be put into this lockdown. I think it's just a matter of how much money it's going to take to shut up the council. But it is scary that, you know, our figures are worse and we're not in the lockdown yet. But the lockdown, you know, the pubs are still open and stuff. It's just that COVID doesn't happen till 10 o'clock. But you mustn't meet your granny. Because that's bad news. Yes, exactly. You might want to. Aren't you? Is this because you're hungry?
She can't be hungry.
She looks hungry.
Maybe she is because she's done a lot of running.
She thinks she's hungry. That's all that matters. She thinks she's hungry. So, yes, I've got to catch up with the news from today, but I'm not looking forward to it. Because if they've only put one place into lockdown, what will happen is, a bit like Kim said with all these riots, I'll have to go and find that video as well. I haven't seen that yet, Paul. Liverpool are a bit, what would you say, proud of their city. They're a bit insular. There was a gag a few years ago, don't know if you remember it, it was an April the 1st gag that the news put on, that Liverpool were declaring independence from the rest of the country. That's Liverpool for you. They are very staunch Liverpudlians. That's the only area they've put into full lockdown. They are now feeling aggrieved. I think if three or four cities that have gone into this level three with them, they might not have been as aggrieved as they are. And now they are aggrieved. You don't want Liverpool aggrieved, trust me. They feel victimised. They hate the government to start with. Ever since the Hillsborough thing. In fact, probably before that, miners' strike probably. So they're feeling victimised. And of course, our news comes from Salford, which is next door to Manchester. But it covers Liverpool. So we're getting all of the people's anger from Liverpool. So living close to it, we see it. I mean, there could be rioting in the streets there next. I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't. So they really need to get Manchester into lockdown as well. So Liverpool don't feel it's just them. The politics that are involved in this are utterly, utterly ridiculous. And they're not going away anytime soon. Right, I will check that video out. Remind me, Mike. So Anthony says it doesn't make sense either because Bradford's been in restrictions since the 1st of August. That's when we went in. It was that weekend. But the rates are going up, so you'd have thought we'd be in lockdown. Well, that's exactly what we're thinking, but we're not. How does the lockdown work? Can't they just go to the next town? Well, the three levels that they've got, which I'm calling 3, 2 and 1, but they're calling high crisis and other stuff. But the most serious of the lockdowns, you're not allowed to leave the area. It's illegal to leave the area. So they can't just go from there to the next town. Now, what they're doing in terms of enforcing that, I don't know. There have been, over the summer, kind of police patrols on the motorways that are asking where you're going and what you're doing. So that could be one thing that they would do. So no, if you are in a level 3 lockdown area, no, you can't leave the area. If you're in a level 2 lockdown area, they strongly advise you not to leave the area or visit the area, which makes sense to me, but I think if it's not a legal requirement, people will ignore it because they're that peeved now with the multiple rules and just the fact it's been going on as long as it's been going on that people are ignoring it. So, but the rules are you shouldn't be visiting at all. But people are finding it annoying, and I can totally understand this, that the pubs are not shut. The restaurants are not shut. The shops aren't shut. But you cannot go and visit another part of your family in their home or in their garden. You shouldn't meet up with them in a pub either. But if you booked to go to the pub and they booked to go to the pub, you know, sit down restaurant type thing, and you just happen to be able to see each other, then you can do that. And I think people would be happier if they closed the pubs but let them meet their granny. And they're going about it all the wrong way to get people to support it. Because, I mean, I don't really care one way or the other for me. I mean, I know your mum wants to meet up with us, doesn't she? Mm. And she's been saying that for months. But you can only meet up with one other household in a bubble, in a support bubble. So we've said, well, you visit Mike's brother because he's got the grandchild. And, you know, you've not even met Lola yet, so you're not missing anything. You know, you need to talk to the grandson, not the granddog. That's what we've done with it. So from that perspective, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't impact me. But I'm getting narky because the longer that they don't make this lockdown meaningful, the longer we are marooned. It's as simple as that. You're not going to be marooned for nearly 7 months and then suddenly decide, you know what, I'm going out now. When the rate is rising exponentially, you're not. But if everybody else had have taken the approach we did, only leave the house if it's absolutely necessary. Oh, look, it's not necessary. You know, food will be delivered. Anything else can... I mean, we have needed things like DIY things to fix something. And we had the new fence put in eventually. So that kind of... what things that you absolutely need, you can do and you can have. So why bother going out? And if everybody else had taken that approach, we wouldn't be in this mess now. But we are. Right. Can they tell where you're from your licence plate? That's a brilliant question.
What are you doing, Laura?
Yes and no. They can tell where the car was registered from your licence plate, but only if they know the code. So we don't have licence plates that are licensed by state like yours are, where it says, you know, the state of. We have two letters at the beginning of a number plate, and I do believe Manchester is MN. So the police would be able to look at the registration number of a vehicle and know where it was registered. But you may have bought that car 3 years ago in Sheffield and moved to Manchester, and it doesn't get re-registered. It still has the original registration. All that they could do is take the registration number and run it against the national database, and that should give them the name and address of the registered keeper. And from that, they could then stop you and say, well, just a minute, you know, that car's not registered here. I don't think they do that. I really don't. But I love the idea of that. Right, the government approach to COVID reminds me of the old Apple Microsoft packaging parody with Boris Johnson doing the Microsoft packaging approach. Yeah, confuse them until they stop. Exactly, blather on and on. Cover it with words, change it off and obscure the facts. Unnecessary twaddle. That's Boris. Unnecessary twaddle. So in the state of Indiana, they can tell where you live from your license plate. I think that's a good idea, but I can't see them ever bringing it in. They check the details via the internet. A few seconds to bring up the car's owners and details. Yours is registered in Lancashire, but you live in Yorkshire. Exactly. Don't the plates stay on the vehicle for the life of the car? Yes, they do. They do. You can actually change it, to be honest. The actual car itself has a chassis number, doesn't it? The chassis number is, well, it can be anywhere on the car, but it's usually well out of the way. And that's what they'd have to shave off if they were trying to get rid of the car as not being that car. The number plate can be changed if you want like a custom plate or something. So like Anthony says, you can have private plates and then that doesn't do anything, does it, in terms of identifying the car? It just identifies you as being a bit of a merc, depending on what it is. I mean, we know some people who've got ludicrous plates, don't we? You know, like it was like Mr. Number One, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that'd be one for Johnny.
Oh, Jonathan needs custom plates. I don't think he's got custom plates, has he?
Mr. Number One.
We'll have to ask him. We'll have to ask Jonathan if he's got custom plates. But, you know, a custom plate that's got like your name on it, fair enough. I think I was once offered G1 LES, which would have been kind of cool. But you know the ones that say like I am number one and that? Yeah, that's a bit...
Or L8GUV.
Hmm?
L8GUV.
No, you're going to have to tell me that. I can't visualise.
Oh,
he's an idiot. Yeah, but like that. He came to United, Paul Ince, and said, my nickname's the Governor. It wasn't. He just wanted to be a somebody. So he got the number plate to go with it. Yeah, bit of an idiot. I don't remember anybody calling him the Governor apart from him. In the magazine every now and then. You have county stickers on yours. No, we don't have anything like that either. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. No, there is a national database that would be queried, which was what they did. They actually picked up, I'm sure we mentioned this at the time, it was months and months ago. It was two young guys in a car. I think it was like 6 weeks into lockdown, 5 or 6 weeks in. So it was very quiet on the roads. And they'd got two canoes on the top of their car. I wonder if they were the kayak pipe people. And they were heading up to the Lake District. So they went past this hidden police car, who did a quick check on the number plate and found out it was registered car in London. And they haired off after them and said, where are you going and what are you up to? And it was, we're going kayaking in the lakes. And they said, no, you're not. Turn around, go home.
Well, now I've cleared the credit card.
Mm.
I could buy this one.
Go on, what have you found?
EXC3L.
Oh, you need that.
Yeah.
Go on, how much is that?
£15,000.
You're going to need more than one credit card for that. That's obscene. This sounds like Seinfeld where George wants the nickname T-Bone. That's cool. He's no T-Bone. They nicknamed the guy next to him T-Bone. I wonder if you could get Mr. Excel and try flogging that to Mr. Excel. I wonder how much that would cost. Is there something like MacBytes? Is there a MacBytes one? I would say that might be a bit cheaper, but on the other hand, it might not. Oh, or MacBytes Siri. MacBytes Siri could have one. My car.
There's lots that begin with Mac.
My car didn't cost £15,000.
Don't think all my cars together have cost not.
I'm, in fact, I'm just thinking, I know what my first one cost. So that was 1985. Then I got the cream-coloured one. I've only had four cars since I passed my test in 1985. I keep them till they drop. So no, I don't think all my cars together have cost me 15,000. Possibly touching it, but I don't think it's been more than that. That's for sure. Oh, that one would do. Magic Mike. Is there a Magic Mike? That would work really well. I'm liking that one, Simon. I don't think it'd fit in, would it? With the scheme that we have here. He's actually having a look on a site that sells these things.
I'm looking for Elaine now.
Oh, because that'd be so cool, wouldn't it? You know me, when I go out, stealth mode. Stealth mode. I got a phone call today. I forgot to mention it.
Oh.
I mean, obviously for most people, this isn't an occasion.
So did I.
For me, it is an occasion. I was sat here and the phone lit up. Because I have mine set to ignore, it doesn't ring if it's an unknown number. So if it's a number that I don't have a name attached to, then it doesn't actually ring. So I've got this number, 01289 is the code. So where's that, Mike? Who's ringing me from where? 01289.
Berwick-on-Tweed.
You see, I don't know anybody in Berwick-on-Tweed, so I'm not answering it.
I've found LOL 4AS. That's a bit like Lola.
Is that the nearest we can get for Lola?
No, there's IO capital L capital A. There we go. There's Lola.
Oh, there is a Lola.
Yeah, but you've got to call for the price.
So it's going to be more expensive than the Excel one?
Yeah. She's disappeared now.
She's depositing fur all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's Mike's stuff sorted out. Oh, that's fantastic. Music teacher had a tune. That's clever. You see, that type I love. It's when it's like I'm the governor and that kind of stuff. T-Bone. But a tune, that's genius. Rungus. You would, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want pen one? Pen one.
That'd See you, work. Simon.
Good
Enjoy
night,
your
Simon.
Dinner.
Well, we're going to head off and get something to eat now as well anyway, aren't we?
Are.
I'm going to catch up on what Boris has got to say. Fill you in tomorrow. But don't forget, tomorrow we're early. We are marooned minus 3 hours. When we are starting with marooned, following on with MacBytes Live, following on with Apple. And then after Apple have finished, we'll pull apart what they announced in the post-show after party. So we'll just declare it MacBytes Day and be done. Hope you can join us for at least some of that fun. We'll send a mail out with all of the details in terms of times, etc. And hopefully see you tomorrow. Just got to get Jonathan's boss off his back, haven't we? Do they not realise it's Apple Day? It's important. Hopefully they will. Kim says she'll be late, but she will be there. Excellent. We shall look forward to it. Maybe, but maybe not Pen 15. No, Simon, no. Just no
Step
to that
away.
One.
Away.
Leave it alone. But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
We will both see you tomorrow. Stay safe, guys.